Now that we know that there's such a thing as the wisdom of crowds, we're beginning to realize that given the right setting, common people can access uncommon wisdom. In his book, The Tao of Democracy, Tom Attlee offers examples of what he calls citizens' deliberation councils. In these, typically, ordinary individuals with diverse backgrounds and no particular expertise will spend days or sometimes weeks listening to expert testimony on what is usually a local issue, like mass transit, for example. At the end of the deliberation, they usually come up with a wise, balanced policy that neither the experts nor they as individuals could have ever come up with. Like the village folk in Galton's experiment, they seem able as a group to access a field of wisdom, a field that some believe might lead to finding a key ingredient that's been missing in government of the people. The people! Or more accurately, the healthy central voice of we the people. Now, a pioneer and a key thinker in this domain is a business consultant named Jim Ruff. He's written a book called Society's Breakthrough, Releasing Essential Wisdom and Virtue in All People. As a business consultant specializing in negotiation, he's developed a technology he calls dynamic facilitation, which he uses to bring breakthrough to areas where people are stuck. For example, he once facilitated a group that picked the very contentious issue, abortion. Well, after the two polarized sides, the pro-life and the pro-choice, stated their very well-rehearsed positions, there was silence. And into that silence, people had to begin examining outside the box, beyond the symptom called abortion, to find something deeper. At the end, the group reached a breakthrough definition of the real problem. How can we achieve a society where all children are conceived and born into families that love them? So Jim has founded the Center of Wise Democracy, and he now travels the country and the world creating and empowering what he calls wisdom councils. Now, these councils bring randomly selected groups of ordinary people together and use dynamic facilitation as a way to glean extraordinary wisdom and reach solutions they wouldn't find otherwise. Several cities already have convened these wisdom councils, and Jim's goal is a national wisdom council made up of, once again, randomly chosen citizens, not representing particular groups or interest groups, but representing, like you would pick people out of the phone book. And they would present their ideas and findings to Congress, the media, and the American people. And while they wouldn't have the authority to actually make policy, they would have the moral authority of we the people deliberating together. Meanwhile, a former right-wing congressional candidate named Joseph McCormick has founded an organization called Reuniting America. Several years ago, he decided to bring together very diverse and opposing groups. People, you know, groups like Sierra Club, the Christian Coalition, the progressive organization MoveOn.org, and then various individuals from both the left and the right, and looking to find common ground and common purpose. One of the breakthrough things that happened out of there, Al Gore, the Democrat, and Bob Barr, the Libertarian Republican, toured the country speaking in defense of the Constitution. It all began at one of these groups. His next project is a national conference that's open to the public that will bring left, center, and right together once again to find common purpose. What both his work and Jim Ruff's work have in common might be called the American evolution, helping us transcend the polarities of left and right and come front and center to find practical, helpful solutions together. Interestingly, and not surprisingly, as the new paradigm of holism makes itself known, more and more of these projects are springing up everywhere. In Reno, Nevada, for example, the Conscious Community Network has gathered diverse and often opposing groups under one big intent: to improve the quality of life in that community. They've successfully brought together traditionally religious folks, the spiritual but not religious, secular humanists, ethical atheists, around what they call the universal spiritual virtues of love, integrity, courage, service, and respect, things that everybody could agree on. At a time that we've heard way too much from the fear-based Department of Homeland Security, this provides us with something far healthier: heartland security. For it's in the land of the heart that we find the inner security of love to overcome the insecurity caused by fear. Just as surely as the beliefs in our head can separate us, focusing on the love in our hearts can bring us together. So inevitably, but not surprisingly, the forces of traditional religion and modern science are coalescing to find common ground. And more people are realizing, instead of arguing over theories of evolution, the real challenge right now is the practice of evolution. To learn the lessons of the old stories so we don't have to keep repeating them. To gently withdraw our investment of time and energy and attention and intention from the caterpillar and cast our fate with the butterfly. To remind ourselves that a critical mass of humanity living every day from this evolutionary context will change the world from the inside out. Think of it this way. The world may look the same to us, crime, war, pollution, unnecessary suffering, and yet be completely different because we've changed direction. We are part and participants of this spontaneous evolution, living in a positive future, practicing heaven, and designing a bridge the whole of humanity can walk across.
As we close this conversation out, Steve, that different definition of freedom is important because, in a sense, we are redefining freedom. Because really what we're talking about is the freedom that we're looking for is the freedom from the limiting and self-sabotaging beliefs that we've been programmed with through our families and through our culture collectively. So this is a time of upheaval. And as we see this, because we're facing the threats and global crises that we are, that it is necessary to institute new thinking, new awareness. And why that's relevant, of course, is this is what the whole point of evolution has been about, the acquisition of new awareness to help sustain us and increase our survivability. So we are indeed in the process of reorganizing civilization. While many people, of course, are focused on the scary part, the deterioration part, I hope that our conversation will actually help them refocus their attention to the end point, which is the evolution that will derive from the reorganization of the structure that we're experiencing right now. So that, like a phoenix, civilization will come from what appears to be ashes and then fly up with a whole new awareness. And it's not the end of evolution when this happens, because although this evolution will bring harmony to the planet and hold us together as one living entity, as humanity, at working together and for each other and with each other to create the health and harmony that is available to us, that itself is not the end. Because really what this step does is it completes the evolution of our planet. And when I talk about this evolution of our planet, I refer back to the nature of the planet as a living organism, as James Lovelock has referred to it as Gaia. And the significance of that is when we do see the Earth in space, maybe we'll get a different image this time. We'll see it not as this physical planet, but as a living cell. And when we complete the nature of humanity, it will complete the nature of the Earth as a living cell. And then you might say, well, what does that ultimately represent? And then we say, we go back into that fractal image and say, yes, but what happened when the cell completed itself? And the answer was, once the cell was completed, it started to hook up with other cells that were already completed to share that awareness. So as the Earth completes its evolution, it will ultimately hook up with other Earth-like planets and other awareness that is out there in the universe to do what? Continue the process of expanding awareness about who we are, what we are, and the nature of the universe in which we live.
This concludes Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future, and How to Get There from Here. Music by Stephen McNamara from Prana Groove, available through Sounds True. For more information about the work of Bruce Lipton, please visit www.brucelipton.com. For more information about the work of Steve Behrman and Swami Beyondananda, please visit www.wakeuplaughing.com. And for additional copies of this audio learning series, or for a complete catalog of Awakening Wisdom, please visit Sounds True, www.soundstrue.com, or call us 800-333-9185, or write the Sounds True Catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado 80306. Thank you for listening.